Is this the song for 2016?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I saw someone tweeting over the weekend saying, in the future, when you're at a pub quiz and the question goes, in what year? Just put 2016, because everything happened in 2016. Just that will get you out of every corner. Blue skies and sunshine, staying very warm. 27 Celsius today, 30 tomorrow. That was Mike Posner. I'm Big John. It's 8:35. Ollie Murs came for breakfast.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks, you.
Yeah?
It's good to be here.
How have you been?
I'm okay. Why is it so quiet in here?
Say hello to Ollie, everybody.
Hi, Ollie.
Hello.
So, it's been back at Hallam FM. I haven't been for so long.
It's like your spiritual home.
It is.
So you've been away for a little while.
Yes.
You've been hiding. Mm-hmm. Has it been nice being away?
To be fair, I've been really busy. I've been writing the album. I've been seeing my friends and family. I've been travelling and doing bits and bobs. So it's been really sort of busy. I've not really wanted to stay at home too much, really. I like to keep active, so I like to do stuff. Been playing lots of football. I've been playing for my local team in Essex called Cockleshill Town.
Oh my God, I know them! I literally live 10 minutes away from Witham. Oh my God!
Essex.
So Cockleshill is like my local football team, and I basically put a bit of money in there, and we've got a really good team. Listen, and it's going really well.
Do you feel any pressure though to not be away for too long in case everyone forgets who you are? Is there any part of that you think?
No, I just love my job, and I think I wouldn't want to take too many years away and just be not doing anything, like a recluse, because I just think, like, I love singing, I love performing, I like going around and seeing my fans. Like, I live and breathe this job. Yeah. I really do. I mean, there's days I hate it. I mean, I just want to stay in bed, but a lot of the time...
That's today, isn't it? Yeah. You can tell. Yeah, I can totally tell. I know what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Passive aggressive.
You've caught me out. No, I just love singing and love doing this for a job, and so, I don't want to go away. I don't want to go away too long.
Well, in all fairness, you're quite good at it, aren't you? Your last album,
kind.
Never Been Better, sold nearly a million. You got a Brit for Best Single for Up. You won a Nordoff Robbins Silver Clef Award, and you just supported Take That in Hyde Park. Has any of this bettered appearing on Deal or No Deal when you were 12?
You know what? That was a great experience.
You moonwalked in!
I did! You know what? I actually did. Yeah. Why I did that, I don't know. I think we had this bet on for weeks that everyone should do something silly as they walk down the entrance to Noel, because everyone was so boring. And I thought it'd be really funny to do, why don't you do the classic moonwalk down? And it was just like, when I watched it back, I'm like, oh my God, did I really just do that?
It stands the test of time. YouTube him, have a look.
Just no one else has done it.
Ollie,
no,
it's the first.
And no one else went on there and had the worst game, quoted by Noel Edmonds, in the history of Deal or No Deal.
How much did you walk away with?
£10.
There you go.
But hang on a minute. I'm the first player in the history of the show to do it twice, and I've won a grand total of £10.50.
No way! Wow.
Yeah.
It's going the right way.
Yeah. Right, let's get the new song on, shall we?
Thank you.
You Don't Know Love. What's it about, Ollie Murs?
It is basically about my little bit of a breakup with my ex-girlfriend. It's kind of really that feeling of when you break up with someone and you're like, you just don't know love until you have your heart's in bits and you're crying and you can't deal with it anymore.
We think it's brilliant. It's on now. It's Hallam FM.
I don't want to be your lover.